Look, Brian, we are very much used to this weather, but even for the hardiest of Portlanders or Pacific Northwesterners, heading out on a December evening in the rain to go see Christmas lights, that's a tall order. But people are still showing up at the Grotto. We've been talking a lot about what's been going on there because it's such a beautiful part of the season, and they have been so gracious. They have given us tickets, two packs to give away. So Friday we had a winner, and that means tomorrow we're going to have another winner. And then on Friday's show, we're going to have another winner. And Sarah Kenzie is going to be joining us up next to talk about how you can go online to our social media platforms and also get a pair of tickets there. So it's just really turning out to be such a busy time of year. But busy not so much because there is all of the preparations to do, but there's so many things going on. I opened up our community calendar. You make those announcements every day. There are things, like, literally multiple things every single day for the feast days that are happening, the feast days that are coming up. One of the great things that comes up that people celebrate, especially our Hispanic community, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is coming up. I mean, we know how to celebrate and prepare for a season like Advent for sure around here.
Absolutely. And I'd never heard of like a midnight mass for Our Lady of Guadalupe, but there are some that are happening where you go at 11 o'clock and you pray and have this vigil and then midnight mass late Thursday night into Friday. And then it's a feast day. And yeah, we have a pretty high Hispanic population here in Southwest Idaho as well. And I had never even really heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe being a convert, but for the last 13, 14 years, you know, being deeper involved in the Hispanic community, really learning a lot about Our Lady of Guadalupe and, of course, the legendary Tolma and all the things that surround this special feast day that we get to enjoy on Friday.
I have really been enjoying the time that I worked with our good friend John Johnson and Deacon Leo, who's down at Salem at St. Joseph, learning more about this Tolma. And he really just called it an image. It was alive. It wasn't something painted. It's not something that's just flat. It is a beautiful and alive. So I encourage all of our listeners to spend some time. Go to Mater Dei Radio. We've got some Advent resources there available for you. But listen to the series. Tune in tomorrow because I'm going to have the final of that series as we lead into this beautiful celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And so joining us today to tell you a little bit about how you can find those Advent resources, maybe win yourself some tickets to the Grotto Festival of Light. It is Sarah Kenzie, our good friend and our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She is all still in her raincoat because it is blustery and wet and rainy out there. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How's traffic? Now, when I came in today, the spray was pretty bad. There was pooling water on a lot of areas. Did you find that to be the case?
There's definitely, yeah, some water out there, but traffic's just slow today.
Yeah.
So everywhere, all the different routes.
Okay. So not only is it raining, you need to give yourself more time. I think the rain is a big cause of that slowdown for sure. So again, the goal is to get there safely to work and to school. So just plan ahead. Well, Sarah, it is great to always have you in on these Tuesday mornings, and we appreciate you coming in today because we have a very important parish of the week. And I say parishes, actually, because we're going north of the river and we are checking out one of those parish families. Who's our parish of the week?
All right. So this week, we are focused on St. Rose Catholic Church and School in Longview. And as you said, though, they are in the Lower Columbia Catholic Churches in that parish family. So that also includes St. Mary in Castle Rock, Immaculate Heart of Mary in Kelso, St. Joseph Mission, and St. Catherine Mission as well. So, but we're really excited to feature St. Rose this week. They are just finishing up 75 years of their school. It's the only Catholic school in Cowlitz County. And so they have a three-year-old preschool through eighth grade. And so I know their parishioners are super supportive of that school and that ministry. They have a lot of other things going going on at the parish. They have weekly adoration every Thursday. They have a really strong and vibrant Hispanic community with different ministries that go with that. They also have a Knights of Columbus Council that's very active. I know they put on a seafood and crab feed every year, late winter, early spring. That's very popular in the community. They have a food bank that they work with other churches in Cowlitz County to work together. They help feed 100 families every month, or over 100 families every month. So really excited to be featuring St. Rose in Longview, Washington this week.
Well, congratulations to them. And again, that is part of that parish family. The reason why we do that is because we're going through this restructuring process in the Archdiocese of Seattle. And so their priest is going to be joining us later on in the week to tell us a little bit more about that process. It is a Tuesday. It is a Tech Tuesday. And Sarah Kenzie joining us this morning. Sarah, we have been talking about those Grotto tickets, and we were excited to give away two tickets last Friday. Tomorrow, we are also going to give away tickets on the Morning Blend and on Friday. But you are also going to set up ways that people can win two tickets on our social media platforms. How is that online giveaway going to happen?
Right. So we have all the steps laid out on Instagram and Facebook. You can enter at either location or both. And you can enter through Wednesday. So tomorrow, Wednesday, December 10th, is the last day to enter. And it's pretty simple. You're just tagging some friends, sharing the post. And so it's pretty simple, but you'll the winner will get a two-pack of tickets for the Grotto. So we'll get all the entries together and do a raffle with that. And so we'll post on Thursday the winner and make sure that they're notified. So yeah, lots of chances, like I said, online through end of day Wednesday. And then also we got them coming up here on the Morning Blend.
And now those are electronic tickets, so you will receive those tickets to your email address, and you can use those anytime. You don't have to wait for the rainiest day of the season in order to get out there. Just whatever works for you and your family. And Sarah, you know, last week as a team, a station team, we got together down at Mount Angel to have a little bit of Advent retreat, spend some time planning. And one of the things that was mentioned, because you talked with one of the monks there, was this wonderful podcast that is getting ready to start. Just remind our listeners more about it.
Yes, we mentioned this during Share-a-thon as well, but we are getting ready to launch a new podcast with Mount Angel Abbey, and it's going to be called Hilltop Hangouts, which I think is so fun. And so we have Father Anselm Flores and Dr. Anna Petrin are going to be the hosts. And so make sure that you're following along on our social media because we have some very exciting news coming this week. And so we really want you to be tuned in and be able to see that when it's released, but we are getting very, very close.
All right. Looking forward to that. You are always so busy, and especially during this Advent season, so much is going on. So we appreciate you taking the time today and being with us. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.